billboard in the field.
Yeah. Triple Play Thursday continues. Anthony requested Del Reeves and his song Girl on the Billboard. Yeehaw! Hi. Hey, it's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It is time for another edition of Would Esmeralda Buy That? This is where we describe actual items and products to Esmeralda, and then she tells us whether or not she would actually buy them, and we vote. So it's me and Dan Shugru and Vic Vaughn. We have to figure out whether or not Esmeralda would indeed buy these real items. Now, again, if you want to see the items that we're going to be discussing, they are posted on our Facebook page. You can actually look at them while we're talking about them, and that might help you decide if you're playing along at home. So go to Facebook.com/Nick D Show, like us, Facebook.com/Nick D Show, and check out the items that I will be describing. Okay, Vic is not near his station. Do we know where Vic is? Did he leave? He you know why? Because he doesn't want to hear this. Let's play the theme. Maybe Vic will show up at some point. Yeah. All right. Still no Vic.
Oh, I see some movement.
You see Oh, there he is.
He's
hey.
Actually doing his job.
What happened? Oh, has Vic got something going on?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
So.
News.
He's got news going on. All right. Well, we'll do this. We'll start with this. Maybe Vic can join us at some point. Okay, here we go. Let's start with our first item. You ready for the first item? The microfoam. A shower sponge microphone, and it's suggested by our listener, Paul. By the way, we do get listener suggestions for this segment now. All right, here's the deal. It's the perfect gift for the unsung and underappreciated stars of the shower. It's a microphone-shaped shower sponge with a foam head and a plastic handle. It won't actually magnify your voice, but it'll keep your performance even more convincing and help keep you clean afterwards. Comes with a handy hanging strap so that it can be stored conveniently when not in use. Currently unavailable, but it retails for $24.99. The micro foam. Dan, what do you think about this one? The micro foam.
Well, we thanks to Papa Video on the radio, we all know that Esmeralda does love to sing.
Yes,
and I could imagine her jamming out in the shower. But I think this is just tad too weird. I mean, she might like have it. I don't think she'd ever use the sponge. I can tell you that off the top for sure. But she might have it in her bathroom just for fun and to have when she's singing. But I don't think there's enough there to make her.
So you're gonna say
that.
You're gonna say no. Okay. You know, your thoughts, I believe, are correct. I would agree with you. I think that it's not a thing that she would use on a regular basis, but I think she might have it. We'll make it interesting. I am going to say yes. So Dan says no. I say yes. So let us ask Esmeralda. Esmeralda, would you buy that?
Yes.
Look at that.
Come on. It's a microphone.
Yeah.
A little sponge. If I never used it to wash, I would just have it in the shower.
There you go. All right. So I got one. And, well, Dan, you can have Vic's this. All right.
Man, I really miss Vic.
Hopefully he'll be able to at least jump in for a couple of these. All right, are you ready for this one? Okay, here's your next item. Esmeralda, the pet pouch hoodie. You know, by the way, we want to thank WGN-TV Morning News for this one. It was featured on their recent primetime special. The wonderful WGN-TV Morning News Primetime Special, they had the pet pouch hoodie. Okay, it's a sweatshirt with a specially designed pouch for holding pets. It's perfect for keeping you and your pet warm while keeping your arms free. The pouch comes with a removable lining, perfect for pets who shed. Larger-sized pouches for bigger pets are also available. To further the human-animal bond, the hood features sewn-on ears and sleeves that feature paw pads. And you might want to take a look at this one, folks. If you're listening, you might want to go to facebook.com/NickDShow and take a look at this one. Available in Japan, shocking. The cost is from yen translates to $59. The pet pouch hoodie. Dan, yay or nay on the pet pouch hoodie?
I am totally thrown off now by the last one. Because, again, this strikes me as something that, like, she would have maybe, but, like, we know Smokey doesn't like a lot of interaction. So I think Smokey would be like, I think the danger of Smokey being angry would compel her to say no. So I will vote no.
You're going
to
vote no. I see Vic is – Vic, are you all right, my friend?
You go first, then. Let me get a quick look at this.
Okay, it's the pet pouch hoodie. It's number two. Okay. And it's a sweatshirt designed to keep your pets close to you, and it's got a hood with little ears on it and paws.
All of a sudden, I really wish I knew if she had a pet.
Oh, she does.
Oh.
She does. She has a cat.
Okay.
That's what we've talked about. It's Smokey. Her cat is Smokey.
Yeah, I missed that. Yes, I would say she would.
You're
buy
saying
that.
Yes. Dan is saying no. I, too, am saying yes. So I'm going to agree with Vic on this one. And I think she would buy it just for the kitsch value of it. For me, what puts it over the top are the paws and the hood, the little ears on the hood. That to me is what does it for me, in terms of me saying that she's going to buy it. All right, Esmeralda, the pet pouch hoodie, would you buy it?
Yes. Yeah, those cat ears are adorable.
Yeah.
And, yeah, my cat, Smokey, doesn't like a lot of interaction, but I kind of force her.
Right.
So I would probably be scratched to bits while trying to put her
in
that
pocket.
While
trying to put her into the pouch.
And then also I would just use it to put other things in the pocket.
Well, of course.
Like, go out and be like, oh, I don't need a bag. I can just put it in this pocket.
That's right. And you can look like a cat.
Or a kangaroo. I'd be like a kangaroo.
Oh. All right. Well, Vic, you're one behind us.
We could probably just sneak in that one.
I can do it real quick.
Do you think she'd buy
this? I don't think she would.
The shower foam?
By the way, I heard my neighbor singing in the shower yesterday for like 5 minutes. Anyway, no, I say no.
You're saying no.
Yeah.
Well, Vic, welcome to the game.
What you guys?
So here's the current score before we break. The current score is Dan with zero. Very uncharacteristic of you, Dan.
Dan's the new Vic.
I don't know if I like it. It's not really a compliment.
You don't like it.
Dan's the new Vic. Vic with one and me with two. All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more after the news. I got a sweet little thing I'm wanting to see in Nashville. And I'm down around Dallas and roll on south tonight. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. Anthony requests Del Reeves looking at the world through a windshield for Triple Play Thursday. Yeah. All right. Now we are back for more of Would Esmeralda Buy That? And hi, Esmeralda.
Hi.
Welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
For people who don't know, during the last half hour of the show, Esmeralda comes into the studio with me. She does the rest of the show in her little traffic hut.
Yeah. I like to think it's an alcove.
An alcove. An alcove of traffic.
Yes.
All right. Let's recap, shall we? I have two correct. Vic has one, and Dan has zero. So, what happened?
I was just going to say.
You were going to say, how come he doesn't get the horn?
Just going to ask.
All right.
Just going
to
ask.
All right. Are you ready to get back? Dan, are you ready to redeem yourself? Here we go. The Webcaster trigger-fed cobweb gun. It's a cobweb gun that creates cobwebs in seconds. Similar to a glue gun. It's the only cobwebbing system developed for the home haunter with the home haunter in mind. Simply attached to an air compressor. add the cobweb sticks and spray. Comes in several colors, including ghostly white, witchy black, bloody red, rotten teeth yellow, radioactive spider glow in the dark. The cobweb sticks contain no adhesives, allowing for indoor and outdoor use and easy cleanup. Package comes with the shooter and several sticks. Compressor and replacement sticks sold separately. Costs $69.99. Let's go to Dan first, since we were doing that before. Dan, the Webcaster trigger-fed cobweb gun.
I was originally going to say no, but since I'm just completely wrong and everything, I'm going to say yes.
You're going
she
yes
does.
This
she
time.
She will enjoy shooting webs out of the glue gun-looking trigger webcaster.
It looks exactly like a glue gun. It looks exactly like a glue gun. Okay, and Vic is in the newsroom. Vic, yay or nay on the Webcaster trigger-fed cobweb gun?
While I'm sure Esmeralda has an air compressor, I'm going to say no.
Okay, you say no. Dan says yes. I indeed will agree with Vic on this one. I'm going to say no. I don't really see her having this. And, of course, the whole air compressor thing just cracks me up. So I say no. Vic says no. Dan says yes. Esmeralda?
Yes.
Oh!
My dad has one.
Your dad has a cobweb gun?
No, he's got an air compressor.
Oh, he's got an air compressor.
So I can borrow that.
And nice, Dan.
I like the idea of the radioactive spider glow in the dark. Because what if I want to have a party or just to decorate? And then the bloody red.
Okay.
I would like to just shoot it.
All right.
Shoot the cobweb
spray.
Wow,
good job, Dan. Making your comeback.
Yeah.
Making your comeback. All
and
right.
Since it doesn't stick to, or it's easy cleanup, I would probably spray it at people.
Yeah.
Most likely V.
Right. Okay.
Or maybe Smokey.
Or
so
Smokey.
Oh,
Smokey while he's in the pouch.
Oh, that would be so cruel.
That'd be terrible. All right. Okay. I'm just really surprised by that. I have no idea why.
It sounds fun. Like, just imagine.
The air compressor thing is the thing that threw me.
Right. See, my dad has one.
All right. All right, next. The Light and Massage Therapy Hairbrush. Uses both LED light therapy and massage to help achieve healthier hair. This scientifically proven spa therapy increases blood circulation to hair follicles, which has been proven to thicken and improve hair growth. The gentle massage action feels great, helps relieve stress, and detangles hair. Contains 20 energy-inducing nanometer LED lights and 184 flexible steel bristles with comfortable foam tips. Three operation modes, LED only, massage only, or both. Powered by two AA batteries, not included. Cost, $39. The Light and Massage Therapy Hairbrush. Dan?
Esmeralda has fantastic hair. People need to understand that, like, she does, for someone who works in radio, she brings the hair game every day.
She does.
It is very impressive.
It is impressive, yes.
Very thoughtful, and it always looks excellent. So considering all the good things that this thing does, between all its LED lights and all that stuff, I will vote yes.
You're voting yes.
She would buy this, yes.
Okay. Dan votes yes. Vic?
Yep.
You're saying yes. Okay. I'm going to make a move on this one. This could be potentially a three-way tie if I'm wrong, but I'm going to say no on the Light and Massage Therapy hairbrush. So Dan says yes, Vic says yes, I say no. Esmeralda, would you or would you not buy that?
No. I have had the same hairbrush since I was a teenager. It's probably not advised, but I've had the same one. I'm not about to change it for something with lights on it.
Oh, boy.
Blow that out with your dad's air compressor every now and then.
I clean it out.
It's time to clean the hairbrush.
Esmeralda's the new Vic.
Wait a second. All right. Wow, we're all tied now. It's a whole new ball game, Dan. You were looking bad there in the early rounds.
Wait, I lost that one.
You said yeah. No.
I said yes.
You said yes?
Yes,
I said yes. Oh, so Vic said yes.
We both, yeah, Dan yeah, and I both
so
said
we,
yes.
We, you, oh, we you all went ahead.
Wait a minute. I said no, right?
You said no.
Oh,
she said
oh
no.
Wait a minute. Okay, so it's now 3-1-1.
Correct.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got a little confused there. So just had an air compressor blow in my face, so I don't know what's going on. All right, so it's 3-1-1.
Right, you made the move, and you made it
well. I made the right move, okay. All right, are we ready for this now? The 15-minute meat and vegetable vacuum marinator. Marinate your favorite meats and vegetables in as little as 15 minutes with the vacuum marinator. Once meat and sauce are added to the drum, the marinator fires a vacuum and begins turning and tumbling your ingredients. The process creates air gaps in the meat that marinades can penetrate with ease and permeate with flavor quickly. The digital control panel has a built-in timer with an automatic shutoff function so you can set and forget. Easy cleanup with a simple vacuum tube connecting the base and drum. Easy cleanup because drum comes off of the base. Included is a meat tenderizer, a denser meat-like chicken, which is as denser, and you could tenderize the meat and chicken prior to marinating. Cost is $89.90. The 15-minute meat and vegetable vacuum marinator. Dan.
This thing's badass. Yes.
That's a simple, very, very simple, very simple
it's
reason.
Tumbling spices and marinades and meats in a drum. I mean, even if it doesn't work, it's a good party trick. So when she's shooting cobwebs with her air compressor out, I mean, look, we've got a whole Halloween theme going here.
Yeah.
You get the comb, and that could be like your strobe light. And
yeah.
You got cobwebs, and you got.
It's just a party.
Toss it.
It's a party. All right, so you're saying yes. Vic?
Yeah, and I think I remember that she does enjoy cooking, so I agree. This thing is pretty awesome. Yes.
I think this is a no-brainer. I'm going to agree with you guys and say absolutely yes, and I want this thing, quite frankly. Esmeralda, yes or no?
Yes.
See, yes.
My Fresh Saver has a marinating thing, but I don't have that.
Yeah.
I don't own that. Yeah.
It's
cool. I would
need
a whole drum.
That thing is cool. 15 minutes, you can marinate meat. In 15 minutes,
and
normally
tenderize.
You got to stick it in the fridge or keep it in the marinade overnight or for hours. 15 minutes.
Can you imagine all that meat? Da-dunk, da-dunk. Just go.
And then what's that washing donkey machine? What's it called? The donkey?
The panda.
Oh, the panda. You can have that thing going.
Broom, broom.
Ba-dum, 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 ba-dum.
Listener did ask for an update. Are you still enjoying the panda?
Yeah, I still use it.
Do you enjoy the panda? All right. So that can make more noise. You can have that thing going in one room. You can have the 15-minute marinated and vacuum marinator going. And Smokey will freak out, so you can just put him in the pouch.
No, it worked out because I had to wash my couch cover.
Uh-huh.
Because Smokey puked on it. And it says, do not wash. But I was like, forget it. And I put it in the
And you
thing.
Put it inside the donkey?
Yes.
The panda?
The panda. Because I think probably because the heat and things probably shrink it or something.
Yeah. Did it fit back on your couch?
Yeah. But this thing, because I have to air dry it anyway, and it kind of gently washes, I guess.
The hell did I do with the
wasn't
weather?
So bad.
Well, I know a place called Good Time Charlie's. A little four-piece band swinging out of sight. And I'll be here if you want a party.
Yeah.
From 9 in the morning.
Yeah.
Till 12 at night.
That's right, baby. Yeah. Dale Reeves.
Till midnight, and then you have to go home.
Go home. It's midnight. Anthony wanted to hear the Good Time Charlie's. Yeah, man. Good Time Charlie. Woo! Hi. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and Steve Grzanch with the opening bell is coming up next. So we're wrapping up here with Esmeralda. Would Esmeralda buy that?
Yes.
And the score is Dan 2, Vic 2, Nick 4. So, all right. Shall we continue? Are we ready? Vic, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. The Fidget Cube Desk Toy. The Fidget Cube is a desk toy for focus and anxiety relief. The cube looks like a supersized die with different items to fidget on each side. They include a rotating dial, three buttons that depress and click audibly, and then two that push silently. A trio of gears that are easy to spin, a joystick that coasts across the surface, bumps modeled after worry stones for rubbing, a classic toggler. It's made of vinyl and it comes in 8 different colors, currently financed on Kickstarter and available for pre-order. Estimate cost $25. The Fidget Cube Desk Toy. Dan, yes or no?
I would imagine that Esmeralda has people in her lives that she would like to buy this for.
Everybody
knows that person who's constantly clicking their pens and it drives them nuts. But I do not think that Esmeralda would buy this for herself. So okay. I will vote no.
Voting no. Vic, yes or no on the Fidget Cube Desk Toy?
From what I know of the way her mind operates... she would benefit from something like this.
Okay.
I think she would use this while watching TV.
Vic says yes. Dan says no. Before I cast my vote, I want this thing. I totally want this thing. I swear to God, I want this thing. Is this a Kickstarter thing, Dan? Is it a real thing? Is it available?
It was financed on Kickstarter.
I want it.
And if you put in $25, they will send you one.
You and I look at each other during most of the show. I'm clicking a pen.
Right.
I constantly have stuff at home. I constantly have something in my hand. Like I'll roll rubber bands up and stuff in while I'm watching TV and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
When I go to a movie, I take my ticket stub and I fold it a bunch of times and refold it while I'm watching the movie. I'm a freak. I'm a total freak. I want this thing really badly, and I'm going to order this thing. I swear to God, I'm going to order this.
Would Nick buy that?
Would Nick buy this? Hell yes. I'd buy this by the gross. Yes, exactly right. But I do not think Esmeralda would buy that. Who said no? Dan said no, right?
Correct.
Okay, so you and I are saying no. Vic is saying yes on the Fidget Cube Desk Toy. Esmeralda, would you buy that?
No.
All right, so Vic, welcome back.
I would get it if it had a game element. Like one of that, like bop it, switch it. Like one of those, if it was that kind of thing, like it was a game.
You know, like I've totally forgot about bop it, switch it, bop it, squeeze it.
Like if it was one of those, then I would be... game for it, but not if it's just a thing to click stuff.
Okay. I would love this thing and I'm ordering it totally because I'm just my hands I'm full of anxiety, you know.
Oh,
and I'm
perfect.
Just
you're kind though, but you we don't have like you don't have pens that click audibly like you play with caps and things like that.
But
double erasers.
But when I'm not on the radio, I have pens that click and stuff that I, you know, I mean, one of the reasons I brought the Tonight Show pen, the pencil, is I kind of bounce it on the desk and I hold it in my... I'm a freak in that regard. Seriously, I'm... This thing is, like, made for me. I swear to God, I can't wait to get it. I'm nervous that I don't have it.
Oh, no.
All right. All right, the score is me 5, Dan 3, Vic 2. Wow.
Oh, boy.
All right, are we ready? Dino lamps. Light up your living space with a glowing prehistoric beast. Made from robust poly resin, the chic origami-style exterior comes in bold block colors, features three of the best dinosaur breeds to choose from, Tyrannosaurus rex in orange, Triceratops white, Diplodocus, formerly known as Brontosaurus. When did the Brontosaurus change its name?
When its contract got changed.
Did Spielberg do that? What the hell? And the Brontosaurus is green. It uses an energy-efficient LED light bulb. Comes with a UK plug, so a converter is needed for use in the United States. Well, I'm sure your dad has one of those right next to the air compressor. A cost of $40.49, the dino lamps. Dan, yay or nay on the dino lamps?
I think this is a gimme. I think this is a yes.
Okay, Dan is saying yes. Vic, dino lamps?
Yes, I believe so.
You're saying yes. I, too, am saying yes on this one. So, Esmeralda, would you buy that?
Yes.
All right.
And I'd get a brontosaurus.
You'd get the brontosaurus. And you would call it a brontosaurus.
Yeah, I don't know what this whole...
Not a diplodocus.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Apparently, I researched this because I, too, was confused. The brontosaurus, as we knew it growing up in the history books, never actually existed. It was just created by mislabeled fossils that were combined inappropriately. So the whatever the diplo, blah, blah, blah,
yeah.
That is what it actually is. It looks like a brontosaurus, but it's not quite the brontosaurus we grew up with.
Well, they're going to have to go back and redub all of the Flintstones episodes when he orders brontosaurus burgers. They're going to have to go back and just completely redub that.
Well, if it's a meld of bones, that means that brontosaurus burger is a mix of animals.
Yeah.
So it's fine.
That's where the air compressor comes in. All right. Finally, our final item, the Elysium chair. So comfortable it will simulate weightlessness when you sit in it. The design achieves its perfect ergonomics and weightless comfort by keying into a body state halfway between upright and reclined. At a 25-degree angle, the body passes through a point of zero gravity where pressure is evenly distributed and shear approaches zero. Made with Scandinavian leather, and it comes in 70 different colors, and it costs $26,000. Dan, the Elysian chair.
All right, so I've been burned by Esmeralda by past chairs.
The mosquito chair.
The mosquito chair.
Oh, boy.
The inflatable chair you bring to festivals. Every time I vote no and she says yes.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to learn my lesson, though, because, like, I think there it would freak her out being like this. If people look at the Facebook page, the woman who's laying there, like, her feet can't touch the ground, and she is literally, like, floating.
Yeah.
And I think that would just be a little too much. I think that it would not be relaxing as its
okay.
purpose.
So all right, so you're
no.
saying no. Okay, Vic, final item of the morning, the Elysium chair, zero gravity chair.
I think she would buy it. Because if you remember the mosquito chair, her reasoning for wanting that was because she would look at everyone else that didn't have one that was getting bitten and laugh at them.
Right.
So if you have
look
this
at all you
chair,
people in experiencing yeah. gravity right now. What losers.
Something like that. Yes, she would buy this.
Okay. I would like to point out it's named after a really crappy Matt Damon movie. So there's that. But I'm going to agree with Vic. I think Esmeralda would, if she had $26,000 burning a hole in her pants, I would think that she would indeed buy this. So Dan says no. Vic and I both say yes. Yes or no, Esmeralda?
No.
Oh!
Because what Dan says, that whole weird, I wonder if it rocks.
I think
better,
it's,
or you're going to have a hard time getting out of it.
Because that would freak me out.
You
got to climb out of it.
Because
yeah.
you know when some chairs go back a little bit? Like, that freaks me out.
Yeah.
And okay. I'm not ready for it.
Well, that's exactly the reasoning
so,
that
yeah.
Dan had. All right. Well, I won. It's Dan had 5, Vic had 3, and I had 6. I think that's the most I've ever had.
Wow.
6. Hey, Vic.
I believe I'm getting worse at this game.
All right. Hang on now. Hey, you know what's up next is the opening bell. Let's find out what's going to happen on the show with Steve. Hey, Steve.
Hey, can I have the number of that thing, that Kickstarter thing?
Yeah, I'm going to order it. I'm not kidding. I'm ordering it as soon as I get off the air.
That sounds perfect, actually.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. What was the name of it again?
Hold on. It's with the weather. Hang on a second.
The weather, okay.
It's called the
Oh. Fidget Cube Desk Toy.
There it is. Fidget Cube Desk Toy.
And it's no bigger than a dice, like a die?
Yeah, it's a little bit bigger than a die.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Very cool.